There was an amazing song by Lucio Battisti, probably the greatest songwriter Italy ever had. The song went like, Che ne sai tu di un campo di grano? What do you think you know about a wheat field? Cesole di Marcaria, 1970. It's late at night. There's a guy, Elio, who is still working on some brand new grain blends. His uncle, Baldassare, invites his nephew to go, to have some fun and to meet some girls, but Elio doesn't intend to discontinue that activity. The love and passion for his work are strong, really strong, stronger than anything else. This is a story of humility and passion, where you get your hands dirty, where you also struggle, where fatigue is the best friend of foresight, stubbornness and creativity. What do you think you know about a wheat field? Sang Lucio Battisti, and he certainly wasn't referring to the Pasini brothers, who know exactly the meaning of a deep, solid bond with the wheat. The origins of Mulino Pasini can be traced back to the period between the world wars, around 1930. During this historical era, five brothers, hailing from Mantua, made the collective decision to establish a small milling venture in the village of Cavallara, within the municipality of Viadana. Preceding them was their father, Attilio, who was the patriarch of a family of eight children. Among his offsprings, there were five sons, Angelo, Antonio, Omero, Baldassare, and Oreste. Life was exceptionally challenging during those years, prompting Attilio to seek his fortune in America, a common aspiration among many. However, he never managed to cross the ocean. To clarify, upon arriving in Portugal and encountering the vast sea, he was overcome with fear, ultimately deciding to return home and dedicate himself to animal husbandry. The five sons shared everything among themselves. The eldest, Angelo, possessed a robust entrepreneurial spirit and an extraordinary charisma. He had a penchant for the finer things in life. Elio, the son of Oreste, who currently oversees quality control, also shared this love for the good life. He was so taken with it that he participated in the Sanremo flower rally with his black Lancia Aurelia and often boasted about acquaintances with some members of the Agnelli family. In essence, he could be described as a bit of a braggart, as they would say in Emilia-Romagna. Angelo made the decision to allocate each of the brothers to various sectors of the business. One to the cattle facility, one to the dairy segment, and the others to the flower production division. Angelo, Antonio, Baldassare, Omero and Oreste, armed with goodwill and united in their desire to succeed in creating something amazing together, personally dedicated themselves to the collection of grains, going from court to court with carts, sometimes even with two wheels, and loading the sacks onto their shoulders. It is Oreste, Elio's father, who loads the sacks and takes the grain from village to village in two-wheeled carts. Very often, Oreste falls asleep, but the horse is so used to the rope ahead that it stops at the entrance to the village, gives him a jolt, and wakes him up. Living in those years must be a real struggle. The Pasini brothers thus decided to expand and diversify the original choice of milling grains into two other trades, dairy and pig breeding, two activities closely linked to the Mantuan territory, and they could find synergies with the mill and flour byproducts. At the turn of the First and Second World War, the idea was born to build a mill, to go and collect the wheat in the area and start milling it in a factory that was not where we are now, says Gianluca Pazzini, head of communications, who together with Fabio, the more institutional and corporate face, represent the third generation. And how was it? The Smil, located in Mantua province, was a charming wooden structure exactly as you might picture it. Regrettably, it met its demise in 1960s. Now, it is necessary to go back for a moment to understand that thing about fatigue and suffering that I was telling you at the beginning. We are during the Second World War, a war that severely afflicts Italy and the Mantuan territory, yet the Pazzini business survives despite the serious problems and torments of the time. During the post-war era, there was an opportunity to be swept up by a fresh wave of enthusiasm, fueled by the aspiration to break free from the constraints imposed by fascism. This resulted in a thriving business, and the five siblings made the decision to construct the first authentic mill in San Matteo delle Chiaviche within the Viadana municipality. But before they could fully relish this new beginning and sense of optimism, two other distressing events cast a shadow over the Pazzini family, profoundly shaping their future. In 1954, Angelo, the eldest brother, the creative force and the driving visionary behind all of his siblings, sadly passed away. His loss left the brothers feeling somewhat adrift, as Angelo was the sole individual endowed with remarkable entrepreneurial spirit, unafraid of taking calculated risks. He was the one responsible for real estate investments, and he had the foresight to anticipate the upcoming economic boom. You know, sometimes pain becomes an engine to pick up oneself up, to restart, to begin again, or at least not to break down. This is how the four brothers intensify their work and decide to work even harder, motivated by the desire to succeed for Angelo as well. And here we are at 1960 to yet another hurdle to overcome. The fire. A moment of great rupture in the family, Gianluca tells us. Because once the mill was destroyed, it became necessary to buy another one. And another mill meant big, big investment. Not everyone agreed. They lacked an angel to guide them in more courageous choices. But the Pazzini brothers do not give up. In Italian we say, chi la dura la vince. Pain is gain. Where there's a will, there's a way. In 1963, following a three-year period of inactivity, they established a new facility in Cesole di Marcaria, strategically chosen due to its favourable proximity to pig breeding and dairy plants. The design of the new mill allowed for significant future expansions and continues to serve as the central mill to this day. This decision was a pivotal and forward-thinking choice to the generation to come, as the four brothers possessed a truly visionary outlook. This marked the first instance of a factory being constructed beyond the town centre, situated in the open countryside and easily accessible via transportation routes. Crafted from reinforced concrete and meticulously engineered by a professional firm, the mill stood at a height of 37 metres. It exemplified a forward-looking attitude, showcasing meticulous attention to materials and a consideration for the legacy to be passed on to future generations. Additionally, the brothers acquired the surrounding fields, displaying a forward-thinking perspective toward the future, with an attitude of who knows what the future holds. And indeed, the future did arrive. Gianluca reflects, if our grandparents could witness our current achievements, including our technological advancements, they would undoubtedly feel a tremendous sense of pride. Vanguard is the key word. Even the famous concrete factory was later gutted inside to renovate it with all the latest new technologies in the milling industry. It is absolutely a technological gem on which the family has a maniacal focus, especially for food safety. Just think that at that time they were milling about 300 quintals of wheat per day, whereas today they mill more than 4,000. Renovations are essential. This totally distances us from the image one has of the mill and the miller in a tank top and carrying a sack. No, forget it, because the factory is actually very aseptic, all white, almost hospital-like. Indeed, there is nothing poetic about it. The poetry, it's all in the art of flower, which, to become art, must necessarily arise from something that is extremely detailed. In Italy, we say buon sangue non mente, meaning that usually the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Who taught Gianluca how to do this job?